What's poppin', y'all? Welcome to another great episode of Tag Team Talk. It's your main man, D. Millie. I got my amazing co-host to my left, Maurice. How you doing, my brother?
Feeling good, man. I'm feeling
How was work today, man?
How you doing?
How was work today?
Work was work. Work was work. Work has been a lot easier lately, you know. I'm not doing things by myself. I got some help now, so ever since I've been back from vacation, work been smooth, you know, so.
Hey. So that means
no complaints.
Hey, that sounds like amazing. Before work is a little hectic. You go on your little Vegas trip. You come back and you feeling rejuvenated. You're not feeling You're not dreading being there as much as you did before the vacation.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's still a job. So most times you don't want to be there, but you know,
they pay the
making business. Money. It's not as bad. It got you. So it's not as bad as it was before. So,
hey, you know. And it got you to WrestleMania.
Hey, look, can't complain.
It's going to get you to more shows in the future, too.
Hey, you ain't lying. I was thinking about SummerSlam, but I was like,
You know what's funny? I looked at SummerSlam, too. It's insane.
I looked at it because it's in Jersey.
It's in the Jersey. Yeah, it's in Jersey.
Yeah.
And I was like, Jersey is not that far.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, I could just drive.
Oh, see, yeah, I'm not driving. But it's also just like a two-hour flight for me.
Yeah, it's like a hour and a half drive for me, or maybe two-hour drive.
See, y'all East Coast motherfuckers, y'all can be anywhere within just a few hours. It's so crazy.
It depends. Like, in Baltimore, living in Baltimore, I could be to D.C. in an hour. I could be to Philly in 2 hours. I could be to Jersey in an hour and a half. I could be to New York in like 2 to 2.5 hours. Like, what else? It's a couple places like you can easily get to, but especially since Baltimore is small, it's easier to get out of Baltimore.
Oh yeah,
in Maryland, I mean, in general, it's a small state.
So. That's why I just feel like it's so sweet that y'all could just go. Like, y'all could just be like, I want to go to New York for the day, and it's just a 2 hour drive. I'm gonna move for a Philly cheesesteak, and you just go to Philly and. Or you could just go to Boston for some seafood, and it's probably not that far. Like, that's just
I don't even know how far Boston is, but I can imagine like maybe 3 hour drive.
Yeah, for me, everything is so. Milwaukee. I don't have no other big cities near me besides Milwaukee. Detroit is like 6 hours. Cleveland 6 hours. Everything is like 6 hours away,
and it's like. I think about it like that, and then I got friends from Texas who's like, oh, yeah, I live in Houston. Oh, how long of a drive is it from Houston to Dallas? And they like 3-4 hours. I'm like, damn, from
That's,
one that, city Texas, to another?
Texas is huge, so that makes
Texas
sense.
Texas is big, man. Texas is big. How's work for you, man? How did things go today?
Great, man. I think the playoffs, The playoffs are back, so.
Hey, man.
That's kind of why we weren't able to record last night.
We
record the linear shows on Monday nights and playoff game, the Boston game with the OT. So that pushed it back.
Switching back and like I had one on the TV, one on my phone. EO versus Roxanne was on, and then the Boston New York game was at OT. I'm like, man, I'm eating good tonight. Like,
yeah. Hey, speaking of EO,
the main event.
I want to talk about the EO and Roxanne thing because I saw a lot of people on the internet complaining about it. I've noticed that the internet wrestling community, since I've gotten back into wrestling, they kind of worse than NBA Twitter.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bitching and complaining.
Yeah.
About nothing.
About nothing.
It's like they all it's always an issue with somebody that they're a fan of. And I just think it's what are we complaining about, right? They're building up Roxanne. And making her household name on her main roster. Yeah, she lost 2 matches. Who gives a fuck?
Look who she lost to.
Exactly.
She lost to the world champion and Rhea Ripley, who never gets pinned. But here's the thing that, like, and as far as the fan accounts, it's that, like, I said it on Twitter. From now on, if I'm scrolling Twitter and I see a wrestling stan account, I mute it. I don't even, like, not even giving it a chance unless we follow each other. And I know, like, all right, you like, you're not irrational. You cool, you know.
Yeah,
that's cool. But if it's just a random one, mute. I don't even want to see it. Like, don't even want to see it because it's annoying. But with the Roxanne thing, it's like, bro, She had two competitive matches against Rhea Ripley and Io Sky. What did you want her to win both or one of them? Like, I don't understand.
Yeah,
Like,
well, you don't have to win a match in order to be considered like getting built up. She's getting put in opportunities people would die for.
people are saying, oh, I wish Io would put her over. I think y'all are confusing being put over
Versus
with
being
winning.
pinned. Yeah. You can be put over without while getting pinned.
Perfect example. Not even getting pinned, just losing. You can
Yeah.
be put over in defeat. Perfect
Yes.
example. Undertaker versus Jeff Hardy ladder match for the Undisputed Championship
Okay.
in 2002. I don't know if you ever seen that match.
2002, shit, no. I don't
Yeah,
think I
it was a
have.
while ago. Jeff Hardy was like, he wasn't Jeff Hardy. Like, he
Yeah.
was popular, but he was literally like fresh out of being in the tag team. He was drafted to Raw. Matt was drafted to SmackDown. He was trying to make a name for himself. Undertaker was a heel at the time, and he was disrespecting the Undertaker, so we challenged him to a ladder match for the Undisputed Championship. Nobody thought Jeff could do it, except for me,
Yeah.
because at the time, Jeff Hardy was my favorite wrestler. But before all that
Whenever I
singing
yeah,
stuff, he was.
whenever you talk about Jeff, you say he's your favorite wrestler all the time.
Even in 2002, man, I was like, 9-year-old me was like, climb the ladder, go. Like, and he put on such a performance that match shot him into superstardom. Like,
Yeah.
granted, he halted himself because of personal stuff, but like that match was the one that said, okay, he lost, but this is a single star in the
Yeah.
future.
I feel you.
That happens. Like, she doesn't have. She's fresh on the main roster, bro. Like, Roxanne Perez is going to be okay, I promise.
Yeah, I don't think people, I think there's a misconception between losing and getting put over, and I just don't think everyone understands that you don't have to win in order to get put over. You're being put in a situation to work with high level talent that essentially is getting put over.
Fact that she's even in this feud is putting her over.
Yeah,
Like,
and the fact that she's delivering. I think they're missing the fact that she's delivering. It's not like she's in it and she's kind of like, oh, no, it's like she's holding on.
and look how she lost. Like, she didn't lose like, Io beat her in and used her finisher. It was like, oh, they was trying to get a pin
Yeah.
on each other. Io got her.
Well, it
Like,
wasn't like it was a squash.
right. Like, I don't know, man. It's just,
Yeah.
I wish when you got back into wrestling, you could have avoided the internet wrestling community, but it's impossible.
Yeah,
Like,
once you
it's
start liking
impossible.
stuff, your feed starts to get you in that algorithm, and you kind of can't even avoid it at this point. Sort of
Can't
like,
avoid it, man.
yeah, it's like NBA. It's worse than NBA fans, I think.
It's worse than NBA fans for sure. I can attest to that because, like, even what you're talking about, it gets so much worse than that, bro. Like, it gets so much worse. Like, I don't know if you saw it, because she beat Roxanne, they calling her Io Hogan. Like, she don't
Oh,
lose to
that's.
nobody. And I'm like, come on,
I
man.
saw they
Like,
were calling Becky Lynch Becky Hogan.
Becky Hogan, she responded to that too
She did.
on that Raw recap thing. But man, the wrestling fans on the internet, just they irrational. They don't try to think things out. They don't rationalize anything. It's just,
It's all
it's
emotions.
frustrating.
It's
It's all
emotions.
emotions. It's emotions. Negativity and emotions. Never anything positive unless it's their favorite superstar getting something. I just, I don't
Yeah, you
understand.
can't. It can't always be about getting. You gotta put some shit. There's a give and take in this business, and you have to balance it. Not everybody can just receive a bunch of gifts and just. You gotta work your way up. Roxanne's working her way up on the main roster. It is what it is.
She
She's
just
gonna
got here.
lose.
Like,
She's gonna
yeah.
lose. She's
She's
gonna.
not Brock
I'm
fucking Lesnar in
newsflash.
2002.
Yeah,
God
she's
damn
probably
it.
gonna lose.
Like,
If she wrestles Bianca next, she's gonna fucking lose.
she's gonna lose. It's like, now, granted, hold up. Next week, they have a tag team match, Julia and Roxanne versus Io and Rhea. They might win that match because
Yeah.
Rhea and Io can't work together. Who knows?
Yeah.
Give it some time, y'all. Just
Yeah.
wait.
Let her
That's
get a
all I'm
moment.
saying.
Sometimes you gotta let creative cook. Sometimes.
They don't cook a lot, but just give them a chance to prep the food first. Like,
yeah,
don't say, oh, I ain't gonna like that, and the food ain't even.
They ain't even seasoned the chicken yet. The chicken's still sitting there, and it's raw. They just thawed it out, and you already told me, nah, that look nasty.
Oven ain't even preheated. Nothing. Y'all just like, I don't want that.
Nah, yeah. Let the chicken thaw. Let them season it. Let them marinate a little bit. Then let them throw it on the grill. You know, maybe then they got to cook up the sides a little bit.
You feel me? See, listen to D-Mills.
They got to set the plate for you, and then they sit it right in front of you. And then when they sit it right in front of you, that's her holding the women's championship. And then y'all going to be all happy.
And, hey, if you take a bite and you don't like it, that's fair. Maybe you don't like her championship reign. That's cool.
Exactly. Then guess what we do?
But let them get there first.
We restart another dish. We don't do it with chicken this time. We do it with steak. And then maybe instead of rice with the, you know, we cook up some potatoes with it. And
instead all right, let's chill. I'm getting hungry.
Gotta switch up the recipe that we cooked with a little bit. Now we gotta try something.
You throwing
else.
Out the specifics. I'm like, man, that sounds good.
Hey, that's kind of how Roman got built up. They started with some. And then they switched.
That was a long process, That was a long. That was a long time.
It was. That's why I brought him up, because I thought Paul Heyman had a really good quote from that promo that stood out to me. And the quote was, "I found a stray big dog on the island of irrelevancy, and I turned him into the tribal chief." I thought that was such a bar that it was so well put together by the greatest manager of all time. This man drops gems like it's nothing. And I thought that he did a great job of building it up. I did not expect such a fiery and emotional promo from him. The way it started, it did not seem like it was going that way. And then all of a sudden, he just switched gears. And then he started yelling and like getting hot. And like he was turning red even though he got on that fucking spray tan. It was coming through the spray tan. And it's like...
Him and Braun Breaker with them tans, man. Jesus Christ. Well,
Paul Heyman wasn't doing it until he got with Braun Breaker. This is new.
Seth Rollins next. Tell me.
Hey, Paul Heyman, we know what you look like. We know what... why do they have all these spray tans on shows?
His skin tone look like yours right about now. Like, God damn. He was that brown.
Yes, he was. It was a great promo by him, but the whole time I'm watching it, I'm just thinking about this right there.
It was a picture of SpongeBob and Patrick, like, brown as hell, and they said Paul Heyman and Braun Breaker. Like,
hey, bro. I just don't. They got to cut it the fuck out.
Cut it down. Like, there's no reason for that, man.
I just don't get why you feel the need to spray tan when you go on TV.
I don't know if it's a spray tan or if it's a tan tan, but whatever it is, tone it down.
It is not a tan tan. That literally, Paul Heyman's hands were a different color than his face.
You know what? You're right. You're right.
His hands was literally a completely different color. They were his natural color.
You are absolutely correct.
So, and Pat McAfee don't do it no better. He said, these two rings that look like just came from somewhere in the hot sun.
We gonna get to Pat McAfee.
Yeah, no, for sure.
But I want to mention, like, this Paul Heyman promo might be one of his best promos he's ever done. Like,
yeah,
you feel like you said, emotion. I wasn't expecting like the emotion.
Yeah,
like when it first started, and the thing about it is, he got a point. Like,
yeah,
I helped him build all this up. He threw it away to get some revenge on Seth Rollins, and then he went away. And when he came back, he didn't come back to avenge me after they almost ended my career. He came back for his Ulafala.
Yeah.
So it's like.
And he was like, hey, I'm not the one that went to WrestleMania 40 and lost to Cody Rhodes because I was too busy getting distracted by Seth Rollins.
Hey.
He has some bars.
Were made.
Hey, he has some bars for Roman.
points were made.
Now, will Roman ever respond? Will Roman respond? I don't know.
Yeah, in like 3 months, probably. He got his PTO in right now.
But you just get crazy. Yeah, I think they said his next TV appearance won't be till like June.
It's crazy, man. I mean, that's a month, but still.
I mean, it seems like that's like his normal thing post Mania.
I guess it wasn't just, always this way.
It just hurt storylines.
Yeah. Because then it felt like we was getting Punk and Roman versus Seth and Braun.
Yeah.
But now it's going a different direction because Roman isn't around.
Yeah, now I think the way, since we had that match, great match, by the way, I think Jey Uso he's one of them people that seemed like he took the criticism that he received online, and he got in the lab. He got in the lab, and he got better. And I think that's amazing to see throughout all sports. When you see people take some criticism, they be like, all right, bet. I'm going to work on that. And then you see the transition. I think Jey put on some amazing matches lately, from Mania with Gunther to this match with Seth Rollins. He took the criticism that we gave him from last year's Mania.
A lot of people like to act like Jey Uso doesn't have like good matches, and I think that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But this match last night for sure, like, man, like, I know we jump in the gun talking about the main event, but it's like, it was so good, and I was invested because when they announced it at the beginning, I'm like, all right, it's no way Jay's losing the match. They're not taking the title off him this early. Something's going to happen, right?
Yeah.
And then halfway through the match, I'm like, nah, Sammy going to come out of something. So then Sammy comes out. But then it's moments, like three more moments where I'm like, wait a minute, is Seth about to beat him? Like, I'm on the edge of my seat. And the Jey Uso haters are quiet on Twitter right now after he had a good match. And some people are moving the goalposts and say, oh, well, Seth carried him.
Oh, my
takes
God.
Two to tango.
Take two to tango.
You can't have a good match by yourself out there.
No.
That's all I'm saying. So, yeah, kudos to them. That was an amazing match and an amazing close to the show.
You know, I think they're setting up some sort of three-man tag match now with Sammy, Punk, and Jey. And then whoever, I don't know who the third person, have they picked a name for their faction?
Nah.
Okay, I was about to say, I haven't heard it yet, but very surprised we don't have a name of it yet. Maybe they still working on it, but.
Maybe they still working on it.
But yeah, it seems like there's some sort of three-man action right here that I could see them potentially building for the future.
Possibly. I mean, I wouldn't mind it if it's just Seth and Braun, but a lot of people are thinking there's going to be a third person. And, you know, if there is, I would be interested depending on who it is. I think we talked about that. Did you see what happened after the show went off the air?
Yeah, with Logan Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why that wasn't on TV, but I guess they wanted to close it on a high note there instead of the Logan Paul thing. But
yeah,
I was expecting that to be a Backlash, but it looks like it's not going to be a Backlash. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. They definitely, it's been something they've hinted at every week for the last like 2 weeks.
I mean, they haven't had much time to build up to this pay-per-view. So
what was that last week? Seth got punched in the jaw by him again? Or was that the week before?
Last week.
That was last week. And then, yeah, he gets... Yep. Punched in the jaw again this week. So Jay gonna continue to just get his ass beat and not respond.
He just gonna get sucker punched over and over again until it's time for the match, I guess. I don't know. That's all they have Logan Paul. That's all they have Logan Paul do in the build up to these matches. He just be punching motherfuckers and just, I don't know.
Man. Or like he's gonna sit back and like, I don't know, the way like he didn't respond. Him and Gunther get in the ring after he just watched his brother in a bloodbath and there was no response. He gets punched by Logan Paul last week and there was no response. And then this week he just gets punched in the jaw again. I get that he a baby face, but baby faces respond sometimes.
Like a damn pushover. Like, he's not a pushover. He's a baby face. There's a difference.
Yes, exactly. Like, In a weird way, yeah, it does make him look like a pushover. That a motherfucker can kind of just do whatever they want to him, and the world heavyweight champion ain't going to do anything. There has to be a certain level of respect to the world heavyweight champion. To where motherfuckers don't feel like they can just do whatever. So yeah, some people might try it. But what they got to understand is there's now consequences to your actions.
Right. I don't know what like the pay-per-view schedule looks like, but if they're not doing this at Backlash, and it's not announced for Raw next week, I'm curious when they're going to have this championship match. I have a theory. I think since John Cena is only working certain dates, and I don't know if he's going to work every PLE, maybe not, to like not use up all of his dates, I think the World Heavyweight Championship will probably only, or they're going to try to mainly get it on PLEs that John Cena isn't on. So it doesn't, like, because you know it's not going to main event.
Yeah.
If John Cena's on it, John Cena's going to main event.
Yeah.
And you don't want to automatically make it seem like the second title.
Yeah.
So maybe they do that. Like, I don't know what the PLE is after Backlash, but maybe John Cena isn't there and Jay defends his title there.
I thought people were saying it's Saturday night's main event.
Well, maybe it happens there because that's on TV. That's not even a PLE.
Okay, let's see.
Actually, I think that's this month. I think it's in May.
Yeah. So, the next thing we got is...
May 24th, Tampa, Florida. Saturday night's main event.
Yep. Why's my shit... This shit looks stupid. I'm sorry. My shit...
I got the PLE schedule up. So, after... Okay.
So, yeah.
Money in the Bank in June is the next one after Backlash.
Okay. Yeah, that could be... Maybe?
So John Cena is definitely going to be at Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
So, they'll probably have Jay defended at Saturday night's main event.
But also, I could see Jay also having a match at Money in the Bank, too.
No, I think so. Yeah.
It's too big of a pay-per-view to just not have that title included.
Yeah, because I think it's a stadium show now. So.
Yeah. So. I'm very excited to see him and Logan, but they definitely throwing little bits and pieces out there for us. So, it's there.
I wouldn't say I'm excited, but I don't hate that it's happening. Not as much as Gunther and Pat McAfee.
Oh, yeah, that... I've never seen Pat McAfee wrestle, but I saw some clips recently of people saying why people acting like he can't go, and I was like, whoa. I did not envision Pat McAfee being athletic.
Yeah.
He doesn't... Like, I know he played football, but he was a kicker. Yeah. I did not know he was an athletic kicker. Mm-hmm. Usually kickers ain't that athletic. He definitely defined that shit.
I saw his matches in NXT. He's good, and he's good on the mic.
Phenomenal on the mic.
Yeah, like the promo he cut against Gunther was great.
Yeah.
My only issue is he's going against Gunther. If this is not Baron Corbin or Austin Theory, like, what are we doing? Like, I don't want this match to be like, oh, Pat McAfee is getting in some offense. He got Gunther on the ropes. No, Gunther should, like, beat the hell out of this dude. Like, Gunther should kill this guy. Like, what are we talking about?
Well, he did say Gunther, this version of Gunther now is soft.
And Gunther came back with that heat. He said, you're going to need the grace of God to get my arms off of your throat.
That boy looking for blood. He looking to choke somebody else out since he got choked out.
Man, look, Gunther is on a warpath. I need him to just start murdering people, bro. Like, just run through motherfuckers for real. Just choke them out, even if the refs is out there. I need him. Forget the arm thing. Make sure he ain't breathing for a little bit. Like, send him into shock or something. Like, leave him bloody, all that. Like, I just need a statement made.
Yeah, no, I agree, but I don't envision this being a squash match.
It won't be.
Unfortunately, I kind of see this being like a 12 to 15 minute ish match.
Oh, hell nah. I hope not. I hope not.
It will be. But I'm sorry. It will be.
I think you're right.
They want to give Pat his moment. If he won his moment, I feel like they're not going to do him dirty and make it a 5 minute match.
He's had a WrestleMania match, man. Like, what moment does he need?
He wanna get back in the ring, so they stay here. It's actually, I wonder how did this come alive. Like, was Pat like, hey, I'm getting that itch again? Like, I kinda wanna get back in the ring. Or was like what I wonder how does this all come to fruition? Like, were they like hey Pat, was it? Huh?
Like, whose idea was it?
Yeah, or were they like, hey Pat, we don't really have nothing for Gunther right now. You wanna do something with him? I hope it's not.
Imagine not having anything for a guy who was just your world champion a few weeks ago.
Well, it seems like there's this trend where once you lose the title, you don't get a rematch.
I think that's cool, though.
In the men's division, at least.
I don't think everybody need an automatic rematch, because then we would have had JB Gunther twice. So it's like, I don't need that. Yeah. I don't need that.
But then,
like, he did the same thing with Sami.
But Roman never got his rematch. Is that cool with you?
That I have a problem with. Because Roman stated, hey, I'm coming for my championship. I want my championship. And we never got a rematch. Now, we need that three-peat. Like, Roman got one. Cody got one. We need the three-peat. We need that Rock Austin, even though Austin was like 2-0 when they did the third one. But it's a little different. But, like, that Cody Roman, the two big stars, like, You gotta have that third match. It don't have to be at WrestleMania, but I think eventually we have to have that third match.
Yeah, I think there's like this weird thing where I think certain big stars, they feel like those matches only belong on WrestleMania, where I don't think that should be the thing. Yeah.
Cody and, it already happened at WrestleMania twice. Like,
yeah, Cody and Roman can have a match on any PLE and motherfuckers are gonna tune in. It doesn't have to be a Mania match.
No, fuck that. We ain't putting Cody and Roman on Crown Jewel or Fastlane or something. I don't know if that's still, but a SummerSlam.
Yeah. Or Money in the Bank.
Survivor Series, Money in the Bank, Royal Rumble.
I'm not saying throw it on one of the throwaways.
No.
But yeah, it don't have to be at WrestleMania.
No, because then you handcuff yourself. Like,
yeah, now you got to hold. You got to wait a whole year. But
I'm curious as to what the SummerSlam match will actually. Never mind. Don't even forget I even said that.
You're too
far. Probably would be Cody and Cena.
Really?
Probably. I don't know. Maybe. Too soon?
Nah. At that point, Cody should just win, right?
I think that's.
Because I genuinely don't want to see them go to SummerSlam and lose.
Yeah.
So that would mean Randy's losing in St. Louis.
Randy's definitely losing.
Randy's definitely losing in St. Louis.
I saw somebody, like a guy I follow on YouTube, was like, I don't think it's a foregone conclusion that Randy Orton's gonna lose. I'm like, bruh, John Cena just won this title off Cody Rhodes last month. Actually, not even a month ago, a few weeks ago. Randy Orton's not beating.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a chance.
I do like the fact that sometimes people say that, like, they don't know that they're going over until right before the match.
Sometimes, but like, then again, when Vince was around, anything could happen. So
yeah,
Could be in 10 minutes, and they like, we changing the finish. Like, wait, what?
Yeah, I think that's Undertaker. I think Undertaker said that about when his streak was lost at Mania.
Yeah,
he said it happened didn't
that
know
day. I think.
Yeah, he said he didn't know until a few minutes before the match, and Vince told him that they changed the finish. Mm-hmm. And now Brock Lesnar's going over. Yep. And that's such a crazy accolade to have taken away from you that you don't know until the match is about to start.
Have you heard about all the times they wanted the streak to end? Like the people they wanted to beat it?
Yeah, I heard that.
Punk was considered. Your boy Edge was considered.
Yeah, Edge actually denied it. Edge said, yeah. No, that's not for me.
Yeah. Another person that denied it, which shocked me, WrestleMania 22, Mark Henry.
Mark Henry said no?
Mark Henry said no.
Oh, wow.
Mark Henry said no. Yeah, wow. They wanted Mark Henry. They was considering Mark Henry to do it, and he said no.
Damn.
That's I think Randy shit. Orton at 21 was another one, too, and he said no.
Oh, wow. So everybody yeah. just said no, but Brock yeah. Lesnar was like, hell yeah.
I think Brock said no, too, but Undertaker was okay with it.
Oh.
Undertaker, okay. I think Brock said no.
Yeah, when you look back at it, hindsight tells you that it was Roman Reigns' thing to take.
I felt like it should have been Bray Wyatt.
Okay.
Or Roman Reigns, that's yeah. cool. But I think Bray Wyatt, it would have been like passing of the torch. Like,
yeah.
Because they fought at WrestleMania literally the very next year.
Yeah.
So.
I wouldn't have been. But it just seems like Roman was like the superstar, like the face of the company. So it seems like it was essentially his.
In my opinion, WrestleMania 30 was just booked the wrong way in general. Like, I think about it all the time. I think I've talked about it before. It's so many, like, you have all these superstars, and I think they just did the wrong matches. Like, you could have had it all time. Maybe I'm tooting my own horn. If you went with the way I would have booked it, goddammit, you'd have had an all-time well, it's still an all-time WrestleMania, but an even greater WrestleMania. If you just move some things around.
Like, yeah.
I would have done Batista and Brock Lesnar since we never got that match.
Mm.
I would have done John Cena and Undertaker. It's right there.
Well, John Cena and Taker had already had it. The fact that they eventually did have a match and it was a squash pisses me off.
Pisses me off, bro.
I don't even
could have had a real match in 2014.
I don't even get why they did that.
I think I heard them talk about it, and I don't remember what the reason was, but it's just, it's bullshit.
Yeah.
It's bullshit.
They also, they never even really had a feud either.
They didn't. Ever.
It seemed like them two interacting was very far and in between. Also, yeah. Well, also wise, because John Cena had the spinner belt. Fucking Undertaker didn't care about the spinner belt.
Nah, he but in 2014... Cena going into WrestleMania, like, you could have Cena wasn't champion.
Yeah.
You could have figured something out. Instead, you put him with Brock Lesnar when you have a dream match between Batista and Brock Lesnar right there. And then, okay, John Cena was fighting Bray Wyatt. Easy fix. Wyatt family versus The Shield at WrestleMania. Like, I don't know. It's just...
Hey, man, we got to put you ahead of... We got to get you a creative job, man. We got to get you a creative job.
I can't handle all that, because then I'm going to get on the internet and people are going to be like, oh, my God, who wrote this bullshit? And I'm going to reply like, fuck you, I wrote it. It's not that bad. Give it some time.
Hey, no, you got to... Now, that's why you got to make a burner. You got to make a burner.
You're right.
You just don't say, I wrote it.
Right.
You just got to say, fuck you. And then it'll just,
leave gotta be like, hey man, give it some time. It's not that bad.
Exactly. But something else we had a few returns on Monday Night Raw. We had JD McDonagh return from his punctured lung. Shout out to him for being able to bounce back, and he actually finished a match with a punctured lung. And as someone who can't finish a basketball game on two lungs. I can't imagine finishing a wrestling match on one lung. Like, it just don't even, I can't even fathom
wrestling. When I think about the shit these guys have done and the injuries they finish matches with, I'm just like the first ever Elimination Chamber match. Rob Van Dam.
Oh yeah,
fucked up a front and like crushed Triple H's throat.
Yeah,
and he finished the match. Oh my god. Yeah, kudos to them. I'd have been like, yo, get me out of here.
Or like when Cody Rhodes wrestled with a torn bicep. Oh,
Jesus.
A whole match. You can torn see titty. How fuck his whole arm is red.
It was purple.
Purple, yeah. That shit just looked like it hurt. I know the doctors probably told him you can't make it worse. Mm-hmm. But, like, I still don't know how I could possibly wrestle with a torn bicep.
A lot of y'all talk shit about Triple H, bro. Triple H, first of all, the crush throat thing. And when he tore his quad in 2001 mid-match.
Yeah.
He finished the match. And not only did he finish the match with a torn quad, he took the Walls of Jericho.
That shit felt real as hell in that moment.
I'd have been like, bro, you got to put me in something else. Not taking that.
It's like he just taps out.
I'd have tapped out immediately. That's the end. He finished the match, took the Walls of Jericho and everything.
Yeah, being able to wrestle through an injury is probably one of the more impressive things. Yeah. I remember when it looked like Rhea Ripley at one point popped her shoulder out in her match at Mania against who was she wrestling? I think it was against Charlotte Flair, maybe? No, I think it was the year after Charlotte Flair. Whoever she wrestled the year after. It looked like she had popped her shoulder.
Oh, Becky Lynch.
Yeah, and she popped it back in.
I don't know if that was like a work or not, but I remember that.
Yeah.
And to be honest, if it was real, why would believe it? It's like, yeah, Rhea Ripley looks like a soldier. Like,
yeah. And it literally looked like her shoulder did pop out.
Yeah. Her shoulder, like the size of my head. Like.
Yeah. Shout out to JD, man. He actually did that. He had a good match. He lost, but it is what it is. We also had Sheamus make his return.
Shout out to Sheamus.
Looked very in shape. I don't know what his injury was. What do you know?
He wasn't injured. He just wasn't on TV, I don't think.
Oh.
He just wasn't on TV.
My bad. I thought he was hurt.
Nah, he wasn't hurt. Just wasn't on TV.
They sometimes just tell you to sit down for a little bit.
It be like that.
Hey, and there's nothing wrong with that. I think you said that recently when you was like, sometimes people are just put on the bench in wrestling.
Yeah, and that's okay. Like, it's not time for everybody on TV.
Yeah, and sometimes there's no need to force a storyline with you either.
Exactly.
Let shit be natural. And also, if they put you in some shit that you don't want to become a jobber, essentially.
Right.
And Sheamus is someone who's respected and who's had a very good career. We're not going to just throw him in some random bullshit here and there just to put him on TV. It just don't even make sense. So we're going to just let him, go on vacation a little bit. Get your body right. And you can see he came back in shape. He looks fucking amazing from the last time he was in the ring. And when he was in the ring, he just looked a little chubby. But I thought he looked okay. But now he looks like he done really cut some of that fat off.
Yeah.
And he's looking really good. So maybe they have some very big plans for Sheamus in the future.
Shane has been in his prime for the last 13 years, man. Shout out to Sheamus.
No, yeah, I haven't seen. I remember when Sheamus first came onto the scene. Like, he was the Celtic warrior.
Like, I ain't like him.
You ain't like him?
When he first came?
Yeah.
When he beat John Cena for the title? I'm like, man, who is this loser? Like, because he was new and, like, he came from the ECW show. Yeah. And I'm like, man, who is this loser with the pale skin and the red hair? I'm like, he just beat John Cena. Why is this dude champion? Like,
yeah,
he turned out pretty good.
You know, I haven't really seen much bad from Sheamus. I know, even from when he came in, Drew McIntyre had his bad stretch from when he came in. Mm-hmm. But, like, I felt like Sheamus, when he came in, it was like he just kind of just was consistent. There wasn't like much of a down period from Sheamus, which. Maybe having a match with Cena early does that to you?
Maybe.
I don't know.
But I didn't appreciate him as much at that time, but looking back, he was always pretty solid.
Yeah. I've loved everything. I think I like his original theme song more.
Yeah, everybody misses it, but
I really do miss the original.
They brought it back briefly last year.
Yes, but then they now changed it again.
Yeah.
They change theme songs too regularly, I think.
I don't know why they
sometimes
do it,
man. They also just changed Painter's theme song as well.
Oh, yeah, they did, yeah.
Which I'm not against. I thought it sounded fine, but
it still sound good, yeah.
He's new, so I guess you gotta kind of play with some shit a little bit and tweak it
a little bit. They did that for no reason, too. They just like changing shit. That's all. know when you tell kids, like, look, just stop touching stuff. That like, yeah. Like WWE, just stop touching theme songs. Like, please.
Yeah, they had even, like, slightly touched Punk's theme song.
Yeah, they. I think that was done so, oh, man, it was some kind of, like, rights thing or, like, so that Living Color could, like, still get paid or something. Okay. I think that was Punk's idea.
Okay.
Like, asked them to remaster the song.
Okay.
For so they can somehow get paid or something.
Oh, that, I will say, Punk has made sure Living Color gets paid.
Hey, he, man.
If there's having that homie that wants you to get paid, he's like, I can make that happen for you. Y'all made this theme song for me. Y'all created the ability for these people to sing a song that they love for me. I want you to get paid the most amount of money that you can get paid possible. I just, that's such a genuine, that's a genuine connection right there that you'll have forever.
Let me get the floor, right? I just want to look into the camera.
Yeah.
And say, after all these years, I was wrong about you, CM Punk. You solid. You a solid guy. All the stuff behind the scenes. You being a cancer. You being an asshole. You being selfish. I was wrong.
Yeah.
I was wrong. You always been talented. Never, never doubted that. But I was wrong. And I am a CM Punk fan now. It's crazy. I can't believe I'm saying it. CM Punk
and
fan.
You know, y'all know, it's, I tried to tell this man on Twitter so many times. It wasn't a Punk issue. It was a locker room issue. It wasn't him. You just the shit in AEW. It take two to tango.
Now you throwing my words back on me. All
right. Yeah, exactly. And also, I am genuinely convinced he did that shit to get out of his AEW contract. I'm sorry. It's no coincidence that all this shit perfectly happened and it was perfectly aligned.
Perfectly aligned, like, damn, Survivor Series in Chicago, let me punch this motherfucker. Like, soon as Jack Perry came up talking to him, he was calculating in his head, if I choke this motherfucker out right now, I could make it to Survivor Series in Chicago in 3 months.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Hey, and then watching him do that entrance at Wembley Stadium is so funny. Mm-hmm. When you know what was happening just a few minutes
literally before, literally right out, before,
and he's walking out there with a smile on his face.
Just a demon, man. Oh my god.
Yeah,
CM Punk is hilarious,
and it's just funny because Samoa Joe is one of the people trying to break it up, but he's now
his opponent,
and he's.
It's like one of the funniest things ever in wrestling history, bro. I'm sorry. And Tony Khan said he was afraid for his life. Like,
that's, oh that, hey, that shit was...
Hey, bro. I ain't the toughest guy in the world, but I could tell he ain't never been in a scuffle, a fight, an argument, nothing. He was afraid for your life.
I promise you, I don't think CM Punk was doing anything that drastic to a Tony Khan fearful.
He wasn't, man. He probably yelled at him or pointed at him or something. Like,
there's nothing. I highly doubt he was back there talking about, I'm going to break your fucking neck or some shit like that. I don't think there was anything that man could have done to have him really being fearful for his life. Do you know how threatening and like intimidating somebody has to be? To make you fear for your life. And then also to take them seriously. Anybody can tell you they going to have you breathing through a tube. But like that don't mean it's they serious. Anybody can tell you that.
Well, hold up. If I'm Tony Khan size and somebody the size of CM Punk say, I'm going to have you breathing through a tube, I might believe him because he's physically capable of doing it. He's physically capable of doing it. Like, if me, 5'6", 179, I think I'm still 179. I ain't stepped on the scale in a while. But if freaking I don't know, Otis says, I'm gonna have you breathe through a tube. And I'm like, oh, this motherfucker's serious. He can do it for real with his bare hands. I don't think that's what happened. Tony Khan was just saying bullshit, man.
Yeah. And then fucking made Punk sign an NDA saying he can't talk about it. So it's just like, there's so many stories that until the NDA is up, we won't hear about.
We'll never hear about it.
I don't think certain NDAs are going forever.
Oh. Yeah.
Unless they randomly just tied them up in a forever NDA.
Yeah.
I don't know if those exist. But I know sometimes it's like a
360 NDA and shit.
Or he could just break it and say, fuck it, sue me.
And get sued.
Yeah.
Nah, yeah. Don't do that. We don't need to know that bad. Let's just stick with the story we know. I mean, he showed the footage. Tony Khan showed the footage. So yeah. We don't really even need a story. He showed us. And it was exactly what CM Punk said it was.
Yeah. I just can imagine being tied up to an NDA. With the That's media, sick, bro. Being in the media era, knowing people going to ask questions, knowing you got so much to say, but you can't say it.
Luckily, I mean, nobody asks about it anymore. So maybe now when he retire and stuff like that, and he start doing media and podcasts, like going on shows, then maybe. But right now, I think he good.
Yeah. I'd love to sit down and talk to Punk. He always seems like a very conversational guy. He always seems likable whenever he's in front of the mic. I feel like if you're not a dickhead to him, he's a pretty cool dude.
Maybe one day.
Yeah. Do you get that vibe from a lot of wrestlers? Do you think they all kind of cool, or do you think they feel like...
It's certain wrestlers I get that vibe from. And plus, I watch a lot of interviews, so it's like, you know, you see them in the chill area, and then some of them you'd be surprised. Like, Ludwig Kaiser seems like, from what I've seen, is just like a really chill dude. Like, a really cool dude. I get that vibe from CM Punk. I get that vibe from Dominic Mysterio.
Yeah, Dom. Sure. Dom seems like he's really cool.
I get it from Liv Morgan. Like,
yeah, just, I get it from Liv. Cool. She did. I got it from her in the moment she did the interview with
Logan Paul.
No, not Logan Paul, but the black dude that does like the sarcasm jokes.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. He did it Funny Marco. Yeah.
I kept damn near calling him Lil Romeo. I don't know why. I don't know why Lil Romeo was on my mind. It was so Lil random.
Romeo was crazy.
But like, yeah, when she did the interview with Funny Marco, I was also like, this is the most wrestlers do the most random interviews when it's WrestleMania week. I was just like,
that wasn't WrestleMania week.
No, that was last year. That was last year for WrestleMania. Yeah.
That was last year before
WrestleMania. I saw it. I was like, wrestlers be on the most random shit when it's WrestleMania. When it's time, when it started to get close to WrestleMania, I'm like, why is she on a podcast with Funny Marco? That is so random.
I would have never even like predicted that.
Rhea Ripley was on that podcast with Kevin Hart, not looking like she remotely fits in. Kevin Hart's humor.
She damn near don't fit in the tub.
And I'm just like, this ain't her vibe. I don't think Kevin Hart is everybody's vibe. I think he was too boisterous and too animated for her. It didn't seem like it really fit her vibe. I don't think Kevin Hart is fit for everyone.
And this
has nothing to do with him. He just has a boisterous, funny, humorous personality. That's just who he is. He's always been that way. So you just need someone who can really match that energy. I don't think Rhea matches his energy.
We gonna fuck around and see a wrestler on Club Shay Shay soon.
Oh, that shit is gonna be crazy.
Punk was on there. He was on
Nightcap.
Nightcap with him and Ocho Cinco. That's different. I'm talking about Club Shay Shay where they sitting down.
Yeah.
The drinks is involved. Well, he's not going to drink because
straight edge. Don't play with the straight edge. I'm straight edge because I'm better than you.
Fuck out of here. Loser. It's like, no. but no, nah, it's a lot of wrestlers.
I think John Cena would be a good sit down.
I think so too. Street Profits seem like cool guys.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I saw them on Cameron and Mace's thing.
I think it's. I honestly, I feel like most of them are like that.
Yeah.
Unless you cross that line.
Yeah, I think it's rare it's rare you find like assholes.
Yeah, I also think it's just they also try to like set boundaries, let you know like I think Drew McIntyre before WrestleMania was like, hey, we love y'all. He posted this video on Twitter, was like, we love y'all. There's gonna be times we could take pictures and stuff, but don't be the weirdo sitting at the airports.
That was Kevin Owens.
No, that was Drew McIntyre.
No, Kevin Owens said it first.
Oh.
Kevin Owens said it first, and I think Drew was like, I don't like this guy, but he's right.
Oh, well, I only saw Drew McIntyre post the video on Twitter, so.
Kevin Owens said it in an interview, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he said it in an interview.
But yeah, I will never sit in an airport and wait for anyone.
I know people like, personally, who have done that. And when I was younger, I used to go down to the arena, where they would pull in, and like I felt comfortable doing that because they would sometimes, if they had time, they would come over and take pictures. But I knew people who like would find the hotels they stand at and wait at the hotels in the lobby.
See, that's people, just weird.
Catch them at the airport, and I'm like, I can't do that, bro. No. Like, that's.
I kind of want to go about my own day and just do my own shit. I'm not finna.
That's an invasion of privacy and shit, man.
Yeah, I just think that's just like crossing a line where you're going. Yeah. That hotel is essentially their home for however long they're going to be there.
You're essentially
just walking into their home. That's just, let them have their form of privacy. If you run into them, you run into them. Let it be natural. Exactly.
Yeah.
A lot of them, you might just catch them out on the street.
Like, you I know a guy.
Now, you're not catching Roman Reigns or John Cena out on the street.
Nah, hell nah. Hell nah. Unless they, like, at the gym or something.
I don't even think you're not catching
John Cena. Nah, they'll probably do, like, a hotel gym or some shit. Like,
I don't even think. You're not. They're going to be at the arena.
I don't think they got a gym at the arena, though.
They definitely have, like, they definitely have a travel gym with them at the arena.
Maybe.
Must be having pumps. They don't just. They just walk around with pumps.
I know a guy, this was years ago. This had to be like 10 plus years ago. My friend Walter. He wasn't like, this happened very naturally. He was in Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
He was in line at Starbucks. And Paige was behind him in line at Starbucks. He paid for a drink. Or coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I think they sat down for a bit and had coffee.
That's cool as hell.
That's cool. Yeah. Now me, I'd have like, you know, wrist up, slid it another.
Oh,
like,
you crazy. Hey, you crazy. Now see, now you done did too much.
You know, next time y'all come in town, holla at me, you know, we can go out, you know. Treat you to dinner. You feel me?
See, I wouldn't even.
She a little too pale for me, but.
I wouldn't even consider that. I wouldn't even want to go. I would happily buy somebody a coffee or a drink or whatever. Just like,
no, for sure.
Show my appreciation for what you go out there and do in the ring. Also, wrestlers can kind of go about their life normally. It's just a few weirdos that don't kind of know them. Like, major wrestlers aren't essentially always major celebrities. Not everybody knows who they are. Like, that may be hard to believe in the wrestling community, but the top stars in WWE can walk around normally and not everyone's going to know who they are.
If fucking Seth Rollins walked down a street, it could even be in a big city. Yeah. Like, some people would know him, but it's not like a mob coming towards Seth Rollins.
Now, a lot of people might have no idea who Seth Rollins is.
Literally no idea. Stone Cold cannot walk down any street. Like, it depends.
It depends. Also, I feel like he can actually kind of hide it a little bit. I think wrestlers they can kind of hide it a little bit if they really want to.
Yeah,
especially the women. I think the women can really hide it the best. Because, like, a lot of times when they're in the ring, they have makeup on and, like, they might look a little different. So, like, they can go no makeup, hair in a ponytail, some shit like that, put on a hat, and, like, Liv Morgan no longer looks like Liv Morgan.
Liv Morgan, yeah.
Like, and that's, and she could just walk around. She might get noticed a little bit. You have to really, like, you have to really take a, you, it's one of them people that, is, I feel like you might have to take a few looks And at that point, you didn't took too many looks. Now you look like a weirdo.
Yeah. Now it's like, you look one more time, you got to say something, or it's going to get creepy, bro. Like, speak up.
Yeah. But that's all I got for today. If you got anything else that you need to talk about, uh-oh. I think we kind of covered Roxanne and EO. We covered Sheamus, yep. JD, Paul and Jay. We covered the big match. We didn't talk about the releases if you wanted to talk about those. Braun Strowman got released. Dakota Kai got released. Shayna Baszler got released.
I mean, I kind of gave my thoughts a lot, like, on Twitter. What did you think of the release?
I mean, this happens annually, so it's just kind of like it is.
Were you surprised by any specific ones?
Oh, Braun Strowman, for sure. I thought his work recently was actually really good. Thought the feud with him and, I just went blank. Who did he have last? Jacob Fatu, yeah. He had the amazing last man standing match with Jacob Fatu. Thought that was building up to something. I was actually very surprised to see he got released. That was it.
I mean, it's unfortunate, but
and it's crazy.
Like, even once I was disappointed and I wasn't surprised by like Shayna Baszler. But
yeah. I never was a fan of Shayna Baszler.
I think that like if you watched her NXT run, I think you would have liked her.
Like, yeah, I felt like when she was supposed to be deemed someone you were fearful of.
Never really
felt like they handled her wrong.
They did. When she first came up, they handled her right. Like,
yeah.
She was in the finals and the Royal Rumble. She went into the Elimination Chamber and like eliminated everyone in the match.
Yeah.
Like, she was the only person in the match with eliminations. And then they just had her get rolled up at WrestleMania by Becky Lynch. And after that, it was downhill.
Yeah. It just doesn't. Maybe they need a refresh.
Maybe. I mean, a lot of times people get released from WWE
and come back.
They go do their own thing, come back even better. So.
So yeah, I never really look at being released as like a bad thing. Now, the Braun Strowman thing was funny that they came out. It was like reports saying that he was getting paid too much money for the amount of usage that they was going to be using him for. Apparently, that was why they released him the first time as well.
Well, why not just restructure his contract?
He probably doesn't want to get paid less. But I don't think in the WWE, it's probably also not like the NBA or NFL where if you get released, they still got to pay you. So essentially, that's actually crazy though that you could sign a deal, get a $1 million a year salary, and then they could be like, you make it too much money.
Yeah.
Cut.
Yeah, it's a little fucked up.
There has to be a way to structure those deals where even if I get released, I still get paid. I guess maybe they only giving those to probably the top stars. I'm guessing.
Yeah, for sure. But I think the way Vince used to say it, and I don't know if it's still like this, they consider them more so independent contractors as opposed to employees. So I don't know if it's still like that.
But
maybe that's why they can just release them.
So do you not have health insurance?
It's a good question. I know at one point they didn't.
Really? That's crazy. I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's actually fucked up to think that they're actually going out there putting their bodies on the line and the company isn't, unless the company's saying any medical bills will pay for them.
Maybe that's the case. I don't know.
Because like, it's just weird to think that because insurance don't even be paying for shit sometimes. Insurance is it's a scam. So like,
it's the biggest scam in the country.
So like, you're telling me that now I have to rely on this major surgery I gotta rely on my insurance to cover, and if they don't, now I gotta come out of pocket because I was putting my body on the line for you.
Yeah, no, that's. I hope that's not the case. I don't know.
Yeah, I hope it's not the case either.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get somebody on the show that can explain it.
Maybe.
But hey, man, this has been another great episode of Tag Team Talk. I appreciate everybody who tuned in. That's my main man, Matt Reese. Been a pleasure talking to you, my brother.
Of course, always.
If y'all new here, make sure y'all hit that subscribe button. We also are on audio platforms, so make sure y'all tune into that. Go give us 5 stars. 5 stars, 5 stars, none less. None less than 5 stars. And make sure you hit that like button. Make sure you hit that subscribe button on YouTube. But hey, man, we out, baby. Peace.